and you've only seen the cross, some of you, as a place to put your sin so you wouldn't go to hell. But you never saw the cross as a place to put the sin and break the power of the guilt and the condemnation so you could completely enjoy this life and find freedom from the enemy tormenting you and telling you who you are and ordering your steps and making you feel so bad about yourself all the time. God has much more for you than just barely getting into heaven. He's got a whole awesome life full of joy, full of his awesome peace. See, guilt takes your peace. Thinking about what you did, how much you messed up, what could have been different, how you've hurt people, thinking about those things and letting those things torment you instead of being taken care of will cause you to think you're acting in love when you're really acting out of guilt. You could be thinking you're loving your child or your spouse or your parents, thinking you're honoring them when really you are doing everything you're doing to some degree to feel better about yourself. So it's still all self. It's all self-absorbed. And that's going to cause the other person to feel chains put on them that they should see you as their savior instead of the one who is their savior. So God wants to set all of us free from all of this mess. And I'm telling you, you better get some more of the tapes. Because we go into this, especially the cross teaching is powerful that we have to really help you understand the cross. But since that teaching took 4 or 5 hours, if I taught that again, we wouldn't be able to get this teaching done. So I really do teach a lot of line upon line teaching, and I encourage you, some of you may need to go back and listen to some of these teachings from the past once you get free tonight from guilt. Okay, but look at Romans 8. Okay, look, go to 7:24. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Some of you have practically said that to me. I just can't. There's just no way. No matter what I do, it's not good enough for anybody. No matter what I do, I mess up. I don't even know why. I just keep messing everything up. Oh, wretched man that you are. Who shall deliver you from the body of death? Who shall deliver you from yourself? Who shall deliver you from all your mistakes? Who shall deliver you from hurting other people's lives? Who shall deliver you from feeling so bad about everything? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself with the mind truly serve the law of God and with the flesh the law of sin. So I think 25, he's telling you, I thank God that through Jesus Christ our Lord, I have an answer. My answer is in Jesus Christ. If it wasn't for Jesus Christ, there's no answer. He thanks God for that. And with his mind, he truly wants to serve the law of God, even though he finds his flesh going after sin. And you have to understand the whole Bible. You don't take this scripture to mean I get to keep on sinning. It means when you sin again, the guilt's going to come again, and you got to take it all to the cross. And if you need to ask God to change you, heal you, deliver you, if you need an inner healing or healing of the broken areas of your life so that you don't repeat the sin. If you have a sin that you keep repeating, there's an area, heal the brokenhearted. There's a broken place in your spirit. There's a broken place in your thinking that God has to supernaturally come into by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the revelation of Jesus Christ into that area of your life and completely heal it and change it. And that's why thank God for Christ. And then it goes on in verse Romans 8:1. There is therefore now. Now, there's the key. There is therefore now. Now. When's now? Now that you're in Christ Jesus. If you're in the now and you still have guilt and condemnation, you need to get healed tonight. You need to let God rip this thing out of your heart and just place his peace in there. You need to quit running. You need to get rid of your coping mechanisms. You need to quit blaming other people. You need to put the wall down. Let me say this. Is there anybody in the place who actually thinks that they are perfect? Is there anybody in the place who actually thinks that you don't still occasionally hurt someone? Is there anybody in the place yet who hasn't with their mouth, whether the other person knew it or not, did something that if you had to stand before that person, you know it would hurt? Come on, folks. But is there anybody who's exactly as bad as they used to be? Is there anyone being changed into the likeness of Jesus Christ? Are you working out your salvation with fear and trembling? Now the key, okay, it's not about you. It's about you dying and Him living in you. It's about you surrendering to the ways of this world and the things of this world, not trying to fix yourself. How many know if you could fix yourself, you'd already be fixed? How many know it's impossible to fix yourself, or God would have just let you fix yourself and He'd have never had to die for you? You are unfixable. So you die, and then you become a new creation in Christ Jesus because He's perfect. Did you alive Christ? Perfect answer to change in your life. That's the key. You die to self. You let Him kill you. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Those are the areas that people are drawn to you. But if you took on a coping mechanism to handle guilt, if you took on a coping mechanism to just take in a pile of condemnation and blame everyone else, you can't get out of that to leave and let that die so that you can just surrender to Christ. Just surrender to Him. God, get this out of my heart. God, I just want to live for You. God, just change me. I was like, okay. I paid for that. I've been waiting for You to come in agreement with me and quit running around doing the same stuff You did before You knew me. You know, okay, there is therefore now no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. Now here's some keys. Who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. All right. If you have condemnation, how do you know if you have condemnation? You feel guilt. You lose your peace. You overreact. You compensate. You appease people. You try to be a man pleaser. You're constantly, constantly struggling with everything. That means you're walking, folks, according to the flesh. You're walking according to the flesh. You're walking according to the flesh. What's the flesh? Your senses. Ha ha. You're making you're reacting to everything instead of being led by the Spirit of God. Someone says something, you react. Someone does something, you react. You think someone thinks something, you react. And Satan is pushing the buttons and causing the reactions. And he's having a great time. And he's always going to cause you to feel condemned and feel stupid and feel like you're a failure and feel like you can't make it. It is time, especially for those who've been here this long, to blow this thing out of the building tonight. It's no longer time for pity parties, self-absorbed thinking, and not getting on with being led by the Spirit of God. You got to be led by the Spirit of God to get to a place to die so Christ can be seen in you. It's time for Christ to be seen in us. This is elementary. But I'm going to believe there's going to be anointing of God and some breaker angels in this place that just knock this junk out of you tonight. Yay! I don't even know. It'll be like a whole new group of people. Let me say this. I know most of you. And as far as I know, in most areas of your life, you do not walk according to the flesh. You're not drinking. You're not smoking. You're not cussing. You're not fooling around. You're not going to nasty movies or looking at pornography on the internet. You're not, in blatant sin areas, you're not going after the flesh. I even know those who are still going after the flesh when it comes to some eating problems, I heard y'all had an awesome time in the Tuesday night group and really going after this enemy of gluttony and heaviness. Devil, just watch out. So that's key. You just, God, set me free here. Heal me here. Let me die here and you take over, God. Everything's about him, folks. You know, the one place Satan likes to hold you in condemnation and guilt is things you've tried before. I tried that. Tried that. Man, when y'all say that to me sometimes when I'm trying to minister to you, I just want to say, you don't try God. It means you didn't do that. You didn't do it. Okay? You didn't surrender. You didn't try it. Why? Because if you surrender, it's over. If you surrender to the Holy Spirit working in that area, it works. 100% guaranteed. 100% guaranteed. So wherever you're still struggling, you're still buying some lie and you're still trying to do it. And you're not just, the key is quit trying to do it and give it to him. But what I'm realizing this week through some things and that God's been showing me is some of you've got coping mechanisms to block guilt so that you can't get free. Because if you took something on to come up and say, oh, nobody's allowed here. Closed down, unteachable, run out, get out of the way. Whoop, nope, whoosh, no hope, no hope. Listen, accuser of the brethren, false judge, nobody. Hup, we got him, we got her covered, we got her covered, we got him covered, we got her covered. Nobody's getting through here. Rah, blood of Christ can't come through here. Rah, nope, nope. And then, you think you got the teaching, you shall know the truth shall make you free, but there's no anointing getting past. The truth can barely get by because something jumps up, says, trigger, trigger. We got her here. We got him here. This is the place. Where you react, when I want to react, because this happens, when I want to react and I feel it coming up and I feel the reaction coming on, the first thing I do anymore is, number one, don't react because I already know that that's not God. We had a situation the other day. And not really a situation. This was where God was, I'm learning, folks. I am learning to get the victory. And I'm telling you, Satan was setting us up to have some big losses this week. And so I was getting, who was it? Somebody was saying they were irritated. I was getting irritated. And I was on the computer being the travel agent for the ministry. And that was irritating me. And it was like hours. And I'm thinking somebody else should do it. You know, all I had to do was ask Nicole to have done it. She did a great job doing it today. I should have just asked her to do it. But instead, I was griping. And that was the other thing God said. If you gripe, if griping's your thing, you know what griping is? Griping's not complaining and whining. I mean, that's one settlement. That's subtle manipulation. Griping's not subtle. Griping's kind of a control, authoritative, mean kind of thing to try to make people do what they want without directly asking them. Well, I'm the only one around here who ever does the dishes. Nobody else ever does the dishes. Slam, slam, slam. That's not like a quiet, subtle manipulation. That's griping. You walk by, everybody else just watching TV. I'll go do the laundry. That's griping. It's ugly. I looked it up. Bad thing. We'll try to get to that too. And so I said, God, what is this? Because I was griping. But I noticed it because I'm sitting down and I'm griping. I mean, I was really griping. I was like, just, everybody takes advantage of me. Just takes advantage of me. And honest to goodness, inside I had so much peace. I could care less about what I was doing. It didn't even bother me, the real me. I was like, why is something in me bothered, but I'm not? But I'm acting like I am. Because God was going to say, I mean, have you ever been where you can mature enough in your inner man where there's this really unbelievable peace, but something's going on using your mouth and your body language that's you don't even agree with? That is God showing you what's not you so you can separate. So here I am with this peace. I have mine and mine. We've actually been shopping that day, got a lot done, was having a great old time talking to my sister and this and that, came back. I was sitting there and had to do some stuff and the thing messed up a little. And next thing I know, I'm like, all right. I stopped everything. I said, something is wrong. No, I said, let's go pray. So a couple of us went to the prayer room. There won't, no anointing to pray at all. And if anybody has ever, I can pray. When God anoints me, I can pray. I mean, I am wild woman in prayer. I mean, there are some praying maniacs in this ministry. I'm not kidding. We have some praying women and men of God in this place. We were like, gosh, what is going on? So we get upstairs, and I could have faked some prayers, okay? I know enough scripture. I know enough, you know, I could formulate something to sound really spiritual. I could have done all of that, but I knew it wasn't the real thing, and I knew the other people who were praying with me would know. So we try, you know, and then we're sitting there and just look at each other like, and then I start griping some more. I'm like, I know this is wrong. I shouldn't be griping. And this is where we need to learn to say, you know, you're griping. That's not of God. And I'm not going to come in agreement with it. What's wrong with you? Instead of, well, they didn't mean it, or we should do this. I was like, no, this is right. This is about me. Most people who've been here a while actually know it's about you right away. If you would get that, if you're messed up and you don't have peace and you're acting straight, it's you. Okay, it's you. It's not the other person. Quit looking at the other person. Quit blaming the other person. Quit putting words in the other person's mouth. Quit pretending what the other person's thinking. It's you. It's about you right now. It's about you are messed up right now. Hurrah. That's the beginning. Till you get to that, just keep doing your goofy stuff. You need, especially when you get in the groups on Tuesdays, you need to really get to a place where you can just stop and say, hey, I hear this all the time now, which is cool. I'll be talking to Irene or someone, and they'll start saying something, and they're semi-griping, but they're kind of like, I know it's me, but I know it's me. Well, that's good. At least you know that. Even as you still let griping go at high speed, you at least know now that something's wrong with you. That's a big breakthrough. Do you know how few people, even in the church, get that one yet? So if you don't want to be a victim no more, start looking at you and quit blaming everybody else. Everything that's messed up in your life, you have authority over in Christ. But griping is one of those coping mechanisms that will bring you into guilt and condemnation. Okay, so I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, so I just stopped right there. Okay, this is wrong. I said, what is it I'm doing? Because I don't even believe it. I said, I'm perfectly happy with everything around here. I've got peace. I've got joy. Why am I doing this? It was really hilarious. I'm like, what is this? So we're all trying to figure out, what is she doing? So everybody's like, I said, I'm griping. I think I'm griping. And so, whoa, let's look that up. What's griping? Let me look up griping for you. I wasn't going to do griping. We're throwing griping in tonight free. Fortunately, gripe begins with G, just like guilt. So it'll be right here. All right, gripe. Okay. Oppression, cruel, affliction, distress. Let me just throw this in because a lot of times when you see the manifestation of something physical, this could be the spirit behind it. If you have intestinal pains, cramps, and cramping, a complainer, to grumble, to find fault, to complain. All right, doesn't sound nice, does it? The other dictionary as this to also said to cause affliction on others. Griping is kind of a way of blaming everybody else without just directly talking to them. So it's manipulating, it's controlling, and it's part of the whole complaining thing. But we want to get rid of that. So when we do an altar call later on, we'll do that one too. We'll just throw that in as a bonus. And let me ask this. Has anybody heard anything tonight that they could already see maybe God brought them here on purpose? And the other few of you can pray for the rest of us. I pre-pray most of this so that I can come and pray for you and not, you know, sometimes I get it while I'm preaching. I'm like, but I did griping the other night very well. And so the cool thing is when I saw the griping thing, we looked it up, we renounced it, we repented. We really felt the presence coming. We asked the Lord, what sent this? Because it was really trying to make me target people in the ministry or actually on staff. And I said, Lord, what did this? And there had been a prophetic word. What had happened is I was bragging on a prophetic person who came here who really was very, very on target. So when I was talking about this, trying to get the prophetic people, I said, well, I want somebody to come who's like such and such because everything they say came to pass. Well, that person had prophesied one thing about a breakup in the ministry. that wasn't of God. Whoa. Now, we all went to town breaking the power of it. But when I acknowledged this week that everything that person said came to pass, and I didn't say everything the Holy Spirit said through that person came to pass, it opened the door for the enemy to come in and just attack me with all this goofy little stuff. And that was what triggered the griping. But if the griping wasn't there, it wouldn't have been triggered. So I'm glad it was triggered so I could get rid of it. Yay. You know, when God squeezes this stuff out of you, you almost can't stop it. Where you can have so much fruit of the Spirit that when God's not dealing with something, you really could almost think it's gone because you fasted it. You're not giving into it anymore. But when God says, you know, you start squishing that toothpaste tube and says, okay, it's coming out, you're not backslidden. It means God's dealing with this. And I want you to know, get it then. Don't walk around with that thing. Don't open up the door for demons to come all flying back in.